Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz and Seb with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, residents and farmers living in and around the town of Monto in the Burnett region are concerned about an energy company's legal clearance to turn their idyllic area into an open-cut coal mine. The Monto coal mine, owned by the energy company Q Coal, had been partly approved 20 years ago before the need for environmental impact studies, and would envelop over 640 hectares of grazing land and produce 1.2 million tonnes of thermal coal each year. Residents have lived in the town with the threat of having their farmland cut open for minerals since the approval in 2005, as Q Coal awaits a 2011 decision to extend their lease on the region, which remains to this day a, quote, zombie project with the land yet untouched.
Researchers at the University of Queensland have successfully grown what they label the world's most advanced human skin replica, believing the sample could aid in treating rare skin diseases. The replica was developed using stem cells, with the skin organoids being the culmination of 6 years of research at the University of Queensland's Fraser Institute. Director of the Fraser Institute, Professor Kirash Khosrowshahi, explained the replica is really going to open researchers' eyes, as the skin organoids are now vascularized and will actually have sensation, allowing for more comprehensive trials of burgeoning treatments.
In national news, a newly released study estimates traffic-related pollution in Australia contributes to more than 1,800 premature deaths per year. The University of Tasmania's Centre for Safe Air found that air pollution from cars were responsible for around half the estimated annual premature deaths, typically contributing through tailpipe exhaust or tyre and brake wear. More than three-quarters of the estimated premature death total is accounted for by New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. Faye Johnston, director of the Centre for Clean Air and study co-author, stated that these estimates were considerably lower than previous Australian studies, but were conservative to partly account for uncertainties. Professor Johnston also highlighted traffic pollution as the single most important source of air pollution, as well as highlighting its importance in reducing chronic heart disease illness and deaths.
Despite the ongoing toxic microalgal bloom across South Australia significantly affecting local marine life, researchers have recorded one of the strongest counts of the Australian right whales in almost a decade. This breed of whale was hunted to near extinction in the 19th century, with numbers recording around 18 individuals at the establishment of the Great Australian Bight Marine Reserve Conservationist Group 30 years ago. Since then, numbers have slowly crawled back, this year seeing 140 whales at the head of Bight, the site of which the species come to give birth every year. In an effort to continue on this positive projection, South Australia's Department for Environment and Water are preparing to introduce new whale protection nursery sites at both Fowler's Bay and Sleaford Bay, providing safe haven for the pods who migrate to the South Peninsula each year for birthing season.
In international news, political experts and democratic lawyers in Tonga's parliament and surrounding it are concerned over a worrying slide back into overreach by its monarchy. King Tupou IV had made the decision recently to hand back foreign relations powers to the crown from the parliament, following on from his withdrawal of confidence in previous governments and prime minister, leading to the former PM of Tonga to resign suddenly. Political lawyer Lopedi Senituli, who worked in reorganising Tonga's political landscape, says that the decision is the king's way of testing the waters of grabbing more power. Tonga is the only sovereign monarchy in the region and has been ruled by the royal family for 150 years before 2010, when more democratic measures were implemented in the government. The country is still recovering from the 2006 riots in the capital over the crown's rule.
For your weather today, Brisbane is as foggy as City 17 and as cool as every subscriber who jumped on during this year's radiothon. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.